CJLO 1690 AM, Grade A Explosives, and there you go. That was an interview that I did with Rob from Wake about South by Southwest, the last record, art, music as art, art as protest, and not my best work. Not my best work. I apologize to Rob and to you, but you know what? I set it up. I'm going to follow it through and play it for you. So I think it's still a decent interview. It's not the worst interview I've ever done, though it is really not my best work. I apologize. But you should definitely check out Wake. See what they've got going on. Vast and Infinite was the track you heard, the Jezu remix of it. I played that because, you know, it makes sense to play in between the parts of the interview because we were talking about that track and remixes. So there you go, you see? I'm always thinking. Always thinking. And we have a little bit more of left in this hour to go with. And I could just talk about South by Southwest and how I had some amazing food there down in Austin. Of course, I had tacos because you can have tacos here in Montreal, but like, come on now, really? Like, that's you gotta have them properly down close to Mexico where they originate from. And they were very delicious. I also ate at a food truck called Misfits Barbecue. Shout out to Misfits Barbecue if you happen to be down in Austin. You should go check them out. They're actually from outside the city, but they're there. But, you know, it's good. I had their pepper in their mac and cheese, which was delicious and amazing. And, man, if for some reason the proprietor, there are two of them, found out all about the company and what they got going on. But if the guy I talked to that was there happens to hear this, I deeply regret not having that brisket sandwich that you tried to sell me on. I just couldn't do it. You know, I was leaving the next day. I didn't want there to be a whole thing because my stomach was already, you know, not doing great from the other things I got going on during the trip. But, you know, I appreciate the offer, and perhaps next time when I come down, I will have that brisket. You know what? I'm going to say it. I will have that brisket next time I come down. Yes, I will. Coming up in the next hour, there'll be an interview with a fellow Canadians who played down at South by Southwest, Grimelda. And that is a much better interview. So, both in sound quality, less din, because it's during the day. And during the day, it's not as crazy as at night at South by. Really, I can't describe to you how crazy it feels at night there. Because you're on one street. The street isn't that big. It's like two lanes, right? It's like if they took René Lévesque and there was like a bar on every part of René Lévesque. And because it's bigger than, I would say something like, you know, more like Saint Laurent, but it's bigger than Saint Laurent. The street is larger than that. And it's just like every place, bar, food place, has bands playing. And it is crazy. There are people on the streets who are randomly doing music. It's nuts. So if you have a chance to go to South by, I don't know if you want to pay $1,500 for a badge, but, you know, it might be worth it to go non-badged and do unofficial stuff, which I will get to in some of the other things. But first, let's end off this hour with some Black Absinthe, The Hard Way, off of their new record, which is really good. I highly recommend you give it a listen. And then since we're getting to Grimelda, I'll play some Ivy Gardens, who are also doing some weirdo punk stuff to try and transition you into it. I'm going to play Lamb off of their latest record, Goon. They're going to be coming in and also doing a session live on this show, so along with Ancient Teeth, who are coming. So I have a bunch of sessions planned out for you, in case you were wondering. So, you know, stay tuned on the social medias for that. Ooh, that's gross to say, but, you know, factual. And keep it locked. Hour two coming up, Grade A Explosives. Here's some Black Absinthe for you. And enjoy. I'll catch you on the other side of the news.
Celebrate life.